This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Dead London.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Is it working now?
Looks like it. How much further?
We're almost there. Should be coming up somewhere on the left. You know, we're damn lucky it made landfall out here. Another mile south, it would have hit Woking.
You ever been to Woking?
Once, when my brother got in trouble with the DWP.
I think Ogilvy's right about this.
Well, if he is, then there's more coming. But the chances are they'll all end up splashing down in the ocean. The one that hit Chelyabinsk is at the bottom of some Russian lake, and the LA one, well, the Yanks are being cagey about that, but this one's all ours, Georgie. Our very own Apollo-class meteorite. Merry Christmas.
Come in, guys. It's Jeff. Over.
Hi, mate. How's our baby? Over.
Our baby is... Well, it's still our baby, but it's not what we expected it to be. Over.
What do you mean? Over.
It's not a meteorite. Over.
Say again.
It's probably easier if you just see for yourselves. I'd rather not say too much. Over the...
Oh, give it here. Tell us, Jeff.
Okay, well, you know that thing we used to talk about happening? That we agreed would probably never happen because the chances were 1,000,000 to 1. Well, I think it's finally happened. Look, I've got to go and look after our stake in this. Over and out.
What's the date today?
October the 30th, why?
Just wanted to make sure it wasn't April the 1st.
Oh, still recording.
Hi, we're part of the team from Neil University. I'm Dr. Tom Kane, and this is Dr. Georgina Wells.
Constable Tolland, you expected.
Oscar Whiskey 38, come in, please. The Neil team have arrived. Vehicle registration, Lima Alpha 17, Hotel Golf Whiskey, over.
By the way, from here on in, this is a military show, but if you need me, just yell.
Thanks, officer. Much trouble with the public?
Nah, not yet. We treat it like a chemical spill, but to be honest, the locals have got enough to be getting on with. Impact broke half the windows from here to Chertsey. Once it starts trending on Twitter, then we'll worry.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's got its own hashtag already.
Oh, great. Better tell the Sarge. Excuse me.
Guys!
Oh, hi, Jeff.
This is Captain Glover.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
You're not going to believe it down there. Captain's in charge. He's been good enough to let us get on with our job, provided his lads can get on with theirs.
Thank you.
Not at all. More fun than defusing roadside bombs, I can tell you. We're just looking after the site, but this is definitely your show. Unless it starts ticking, of course.
Come again?
Just pile me up with kit. I'll show you down the sandpits.
No, and I didn't bring my bucket and spade.
Came in at a damn low angle. Brought down that line of trees and ripped down those pylons with it.
Wow.
Careful. We've just got the fires around it under control.
Ogilvy's going to be pissing blood. He isn't here to see this.
Can we go all the way down?
You can do whatever you think necessary. She's all yours.
This is just extraordinary. The object appears to be almost entirely buried in the sand.
The uncovered part appears to be cylindrical. It has a diameter of approximately...
4 metres.
4 metres. No way of telling how long it is.
Wait. You hear that?
Think it's the surface cooling?
No. That's too regular. Captain, there's civilians over there. Look, they're all over the place.
Sorry to bother you. Some people from the British Experimental Rocket Group have arrived and want permission to join you. Don't tell me it's one of theirs.
No, not a chance.
Up to you, Dr. Wells.
I'd rather they didn't, Captain.
Not today, thank you. No civilians.
You're rather insistent, Captain. We back to eat it first.
Dr. Wells, excuse me. Let me go and take care of this. An officer, there are people all over the place. I want them gone, and I want them gone now.
Thanks.
If you need anything, Doctor, just let me know.
I want to get in closer.
Are you sure? It still feels pretty hot to me, and it's still smoking.
The army guys have got respirators. I'll use one of those.
Oh, be careful.
Don't worry.
Dr. Kane is now approaching the cylinder. What can you see?
Underneath the charred surface, there seems to be another layer. Reddish in colour, it's hot.
He's now approximately 6 metres from the cylinder.
That sound! I can hear it a little more clearly around the left side.
Careful, mate.
Dr. Quinlan and I are now moving to see Dr. Kane more clearly as he edges around...
It's moving! The surface, it's moving!
What?
He's bloody right, look!
Jesus!
There's something alive down there.
Jesus!
There's something alive down there.
Jesus!
There's something alive down there.
Who's there?
It's okay. It's okay. I'm human. See?
Bloody hell. Sorry. It's hard to see down here.
No power?
No. You got a lamp, a torch, matches, anything like that?
Afraid not. And there's no power anywhere. Not on a grid anyway.
Don't suppose you've got any spare food, have you?
Not much. Only what I found in this place. I've got some tin spam. That do.
Thank you. I haven't eaten in 2 days.
How badly are you hurt?
Oh, it's nothing.
Maybe not, but we need to clean those scratches.
No, I'm fine.
Are you a doctor?
Actually, yes. Well, astrophysics.
Look, I know a little first aid. The water's off too, but I found some vodka. That'll have to do.
You should have saved it for a special occasion.
Ow!
Oh.
What's it like out there?
Like the Blitz, 9/11 and the worst parts of the Bible. Tripods on the ground, those things in the air. I think the flying ones are drones, flown by remote control, bombing us back to the Stone Age. And they have some kind of thick black gas, almost a liquid. They wiped out a lot of the resistance that way. And now the red weeds everywhere.
The red what?
It's some sort of plant. It must have come down with them in their vehicles, whether intentionally or by accident. I don't know. It grows so fast, you can see it moving. It strangles round everything. Trees, buildings, everything.
Here we go again. Day in, day out.
Shock and awe.
Exactly. So, Doc, what's your story?
Jeez.
Everyone, keep back.
The lid of the cylinder's come away. We can see partway inside and... Oh, God. There's a life form. Large, greyish. It's as big as a bear. Jeff, get back. Tom, help him. It has exited the cylinder and fallen into the pit. We only caught a glimpse. It seems somewhere between a slug and a squid. It has several tentacle-like appendages and two large dark eyes.
He looks right at me. Christ, what a face.
The organism has a V-shaped mouth, but nothing I could identify as a nose. Skin like wet leather. It seemed to have difficulty breathing in our atmosphere. It's impossible to know how many more there might be inside. Come on, let's get back!
Wait, there's something happening.
I think you better do as Dr. Wells suggests.
We've got to let them know we're intelligent.
A humped shape is rising out of the pit. It's mechanical, not organic. It looks like some kind of scanning device.
Hello? Hello? There. Don't be afraid. It's okay.
Everyone, fall back!
Emilia! Tom, get up! I got back to my car and we were evacuated. That was 5 weeks ago.
Feels like 5 years.
Invaders from Mars. No one would have believed it, would they?
Is there a plan then? Well, you sound pretty official.
No one ever planned for anything like this.
That's what I thought.
All right, I can't recharge it, so I've done my best to string out the battery life. I don't believe it.
What?
Every phone network's down. The power lines are all destroyed. No TV, no radio, but... there's a Wi-Fi network. In all the bodies of the Martians... They must have thrown them all open while they could. Let's see, if Google's still out there, then somebody else might be. Oh, wait, they've left a message on the main search page. Last updated 3 days ago. Military are unable to destroy the machines. Numerous invasion forces around the world. President Obama went into hiding shortly after sanctioning the use of a Thunderchild ballistic missile. Christ. They nuked New Jersey.
Well, what about here?
Right, a new domestic plan is underway with surviving British forces and volunteers. Martian handling machines appear to be important to their infrastructure... Handling machines?
The ones that take you. The ones that suck your blood.
We have now ordered our troops to be captured by these machines and bomb them from the inside of their vehicles.
Bomb them?
To aid the resistance squads... find your local area code and tweet Martian locations if known, with hashtag M at the end to allow our remaining forces to strike.
Suicide bombing? That's the great plan.
Oh, they really mean it. Look, it's right here on their feed. Look, look, hashtag M.
But those machines are full of people. Men, women, children, packed in and hooked up like cattle, and they're just... blowing them to pieces?
Well, who knows? If it works, it might buy us some time.
So you think this is okay?
No, I don't. But what else can they do? At times like this, you've got to abandon certain values.
Bollocks! Values you abandon are values you never had. I say we hide, take to the sewers, build a new world where they can't get at us.
Okay, but... there might be something else we can do. There might be something in my tape, something I've missed.
A way of beating them?
Maybe. Well, it's worth trying for, right? Look, you need some sleep. There's bugger all battery left on the laptop, so power it down for me and get some rest. I'll keep working over here. Okay?
All right.
Jesus! There's something alive down there. Jesus! There's something alive down there.
Be another layer. Reddish in colour, it's hot.
Well, get off me!
Listen.
It's one of the ones. ones that take you.
Dan, I'm going to boot the laptop, tweet that we're here with a machine, try and get help.
You can't. It's full of people.
You're as good as dead already.
I won't let you.
Quiet.
I won't let you help those maniacs. Turn it off. Turn it off!
Shut up, for God's sake.
Oh, shit.
Hide. There's no light down here. Just get in a corner or something. Damn, what are you doing? Don't just stand there.
Do you really mean it? About finding another way?
What are you doing?
If I don't do this, they'll take us both. Promise me. You'll keep looking. Here! Here I am! Come out! Take me! Take me!
My name is Georgina Wells. It's the end now. I have no food or water. No way to communicate with the outside world, if there is one. The machines pass frequently. The red weed is thick outside. And it's only a matter of time before they find me or fumigate the block with the black smoke. I don't want to go like that. Next time I hear them, I'm going to run. With any luck, they'll use the heat ray. I'm so scared. A man I didn't know saved my life. Dan. Don't even know his last name. I wish I could give his sacrifice some meaning, but I can't, and I hate myself for it. I'm afraid I'm too scared and stupid to survive. And most of all, I don't think I'm the person I hoped I would be. I don't think any of us were. This is it. My last entry. The Earth belongs to the Martians now. What the hell?
Okay.
I don't know. What's happening?
It's the Martians. They're all sick. The black smoke's turned to powder and the red weed's dying. I don't understand it. They've just given up the ghost. It's over.
Listen.
It's wonderful. Oh, God, it's wonderful.
In all the bodies of the Martians that have been examined, no bacteria except those already known as terrestrial species have been found. They did not bury any of their dead, and the reckless slaughter they perpetrated point to an entire ignorance of the putrefaction process. But as probable as this seems, it is by no means a proven conclusion.
Dead London by Gareth Parker and Robert Valentine. Directed by George Maddox. Produced by Mariel Runica-Temple, Jack Bowman and Robert Valentine. With Josephine Arden as Georgina, Matthew Hebden as Dan and Sergeant Glover, Matt Blair as Jeff and Survivor 1, Tom Slatter as Tom and Survivor 2, Recording and post-production by Malcolm Thorpe. Dead London was recorded on location at Horsell Common and in Virginia Water to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Orson Welles' groundbreaking production.